With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities in Texas say at least 82 people have died in the devastating flooding in the Lone Star State over the weekend, among them a 68-year-old camp director, an Alabama elementary student away for the summer, and a grandparent who had been reported missing while on her way to work. So many more stories to tell. Dan Garcia, a Marble Hill resident and professional photographer, says his drone shots have been painting a very bleak picture.
One person who saw my photos said that the water looks like chocolate milk with a lot of stuff floating in it. And so it was really heartbreaking to hear about what happened in Kerrville.
And listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations at www.salvationarmytexas.org. Democrats in New York and around the country may find themselves divided over outspoken mayoral nominee Zohran Mamdani, a 33-year-old self-described Democratic socialist, Republican strategist Aaron McGuire.
Democrats are going to try their best to keep him at an arm's distance, but this is a young, charismatic guy who's good on camera.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Sunday that while the One Big Beautiful Bill passed, there may be another one to come. That's because there are more priorities, especially when it comes to spending cuts.
In an interview, Speaker Johnson announced, quote, "We have been planning a second reconciliation bill for the fall that would be attached to the next fiscal year and then potentially one in the spring." He said, "That's my plan, three reconciliation bills before this Congress is over." Johnson said this is all in an effort to, quote, deliver that America First agenda, which the people elected Congress to do. The speaker continued, quote, "The big, beautiful bill is designed to uplift lower and middle class Americans by making the 2017 Trump tax cuts permanent." Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. The so-called religious gender gap is getting smaller.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, women in this country are still more religious than men, but not as much as in the past. Sadly, Pew concludes the reason the gap is shrinking is because women are giving up on religion at a faster rate than our men. Men are not becoming more religious. In fact, Americans are gradually turning away from faith in this country, a trend that has been unchanged for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The two cases that the Supreme Court will consider this fall to decide the issue of males taking part in female sports come from Idaho and West Virginia. More than two dozen states have enacted laws barring boys from playing against girls in school sports. Some of those measures have been blocked in court. At the federal level, the Trump administration has filed lawsuits and launched investigations over state and school policies that have allowed transgender athletes to compete in any way they choose. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the latest attack on a ship in the Red Sea.
A ship in the Red Sea was set on fire by a series of attacks Sunday night. It then took on water, forcing its crew to abandon ship. It's the first serious assault on a vital corridor for trade after a months-long campaign by Yemen's Houthi rebels. And suspicion has fallen on the Houthis for this latest attack. Houthi media reported on the attack but didn't claim responsibility. Meanwhile, in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, thousands of Houthi supporters gathered in the streets chanting death to America and death to Israel. The attack comes at a sensitive moment in the Middle East, right before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to the White House to discuss a possible ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.